This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We have a special guest on tonight. Her name is Jeannie McKenzie, and I'm going to let her tell you about her, or yeah, boy, I can't talk at all tonight. I'm going to let Jeannie tell you about herself. And the way I found her was on a man's podcast named Sammy, and I guess I'll let you tell the name of the podcast. Because I can't remember, I can't find it right now.
Yeah, it's Sammy Vanek.
It was on YouTube. Yeah. Awesome. Vanek. Yes, I should have remembered that because I have friends with that name as well. And it was a super cute podcast. So I want to give him some credit for that. That was awesome. But I love that he had you on and you were talking about singing and healing while you sang. So since that's what I do for a living and what I do all over the country to heal the land, I wanted to hear how you do it and about how you have experienced that and how you moved into it too. So let's get started on that, shall we? Can you tell us a little more about yourself? I know I had your bio and we put it up in the advertisements, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I mean, in regards to singing, I feel like there's like significant things that have happened in my life that have opened up singing for me. And one of them was, well, I've played the violin since I was a kid and like whatever, fourth grade orchestra. And I sang in chorus. So I've always like loved to sing and loved music. And, when I was probably 23 years old, I was playing the violin. I played the violin on the streets. My daughter's dad was a guitar player, jazz guitar player. We played jazz on the streets in San Francisco. Nice. And we had a daughter who was probably one at the time, or two. Anyway, we were playing music. We were roommates. We agreed not to be, anyway, that's a whole other story, but we were roommates raising her and good friends. And we kept playing music. And once we were playing music, I set my violin down on the floor because the tea water was boiling and he didn't have any furniture in his room. I got up went into the other room, and I hear them getting up, and I said, watch out for my crunch. And it was this 200-year-old German violin that had this little symbol on the scroll. And when I saw that violin, I had this feeling about it like I had made it in another lifetime. So this sound came out of me when the violin broke. And it went on and on and on. I never made sounds like that before. I had to go pick up my dear friend at the airport, and I got in the car, and the sounds just kept coming out. And I'm hearing all these overtones bouncing off the windshield, which I'd never heard before. You know, I'm like 22, 23 years old, and this is 1982. So it was, you know, it wasn't so common then. Like now there's more like people sing overtones. It was, you hear about those things, and then you didn't really so much, even San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And, but a week later, I was walking around in the Haight-Ashbury and I see this flyer on a telephone pole, which is what people used to do. And it's Jill Peirce was teaching a workshop in Tibetan overtone chanting. And I thought, wow, this is what I was doing. So I want to understand it. So I signed up for the workshop, and it was profound. And I learned a system, this Tibetan system of tones for the chakras, of vowels. Mm-hmm. And she did a really profound exercise, which was to, like, each of us would take a partner, even though none of us knew each other, but we each took a partner, and we're across this big long room in the Zen Center in San Francisco. And you first had to, all the people on one side would make a vowel shape with different pitches, and you were blindfolded and you had to find your partner. And then everyone would do their own, all on the same pitch, but a different vowel shape, find your partner. Then same pitch, same vowel shape, blindfolded, you find your partner. So everybody's singing the same thing and you find your partner. Then silence, find your partner.
Wow.
And what I got, although I don't know that I really got it fully then, was that we're all vibrating. We're all a vibrating frequency.
Right.
And we have a way of perceiving that vibrating frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward, I kept doing that practice, that Tibetan practice. And then I did the Lam Bam Ram Yam Ham Om practice for a long time. And sang in choirs and played in orchestras and blah, blah, blah. And then in 2013, I met a woman named Desda Zuckerman, who teaches something called Your Sacred Anatomy. She wrote a book called Your Sacred Anatomy. And it's an anatomy book of the 50 feet around us, including our resonating chambers. So we have this in the anatomy of the subtle body, this way that we resonate in the world and receive the resonances of the world. And that made so much sense to me. And she has seven systems of the subtle body, and it just, so I studied with her and I worked with her, and I became a teacher of her work. So from 2013 till about 2020, I was working with Desda and teaching her work. And then, you know, COVID happened, all the things happened that happened. But before then, 6 years ago, so that was 2018, I got a singing bowl. And the way I got it was people kept giving me singing bowls, and I didn't have a good mallet. So I was trying to find a mallet that would be like not like those wooden mallets do, you know?
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to go on this meditation retreat, this Vipassana retreat. And they emailed me back. I did years of like those Goenka Vipassana where you sit and you meditate 12 hours a day for 10 days. And for two years, I did like several of those retreats and meditated 2 hours every day in that Vipassana style. And then I decided that I just wanted meditation to be part of my life and not such a separated out kind of thing. And then I started experimenting with other practices and So the Goenka people didn't like that, and they said I couldn't come to the retreat. So I took myself out for I just like blocked that time off and just did all these things that I wanted to do. And one night I was taking myself out to the movies, and I got a ticket early, which I never do, and was walking around in Berkeley. And I see this shop with a singing bowl in the window. And I thought, maybe they have a mallet for sale. So mm-hmm. I went in to see if I could get a mallet. And he said, no, we only sell the bowls. You know, we don't sell, you can only get a mallet if you get a bowl. So I started trying out bowls, the shelves of singing bowls. And I'm trying out, and I get to the bottom shelf, and there's this big mallet. And I'm like, that goes with the bowl in the window. So I asked him if I could try the bowl in the window. And mm-hmm. he said, I guess so. He was really reluctant. And apparently his brother made that bowl.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was playing this bowl. And as I was playing it, I was just drawn to sing the pitch of the bowl. And as I sang the pitch of the bowl, I started to see these energy systems of the energy field that I had been working with and could perceive, but never had like a visual seeing of.
Uh-huh.
So something about that bowl unlocked that for me. And
beautiful.
And I started singing, and it was like, I could hear what I was supposed to sing. And when I finished, we were both crying. And he said, you have to have that bowl. Would you take it for half price? So that's how I started working with this bowl. This bowl. This is my bowl.
Yay.
So this has been really interesting, because what happened is I started singing the Gayatri Mantra. And the Gayatri Mantra is the foundation of the Vedic scriptures. And my understanding of the translation is, salutations to the wondrous sound present mm-hmm. in the earth, the heavens, and that which is beyond. May the glorious light of the divine sun illuminate and guide our consciousness. And I always end it with Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May peace prevail. So this greeting of the great sound present in the earth and the heavens and that which is beyond. So I've been doing this every day for almost 6 years now. And when I sing, I'm just listening. It's like once I start singing the pitch of the bowl, my voice, it's almost like my voice starts to just be sung, you know? And it's not me singing. It's this thing that's happening that is beyond me. And my voice is the vehicle for, I don't know. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. But
I totally get that. But I feel like.
But the knowing is not the important part.
Right.
It's the feeling.
Exactly. And the feeling it gives everybody else or everything else, where you can feel the feedback from the earth and the trees and the everything that you're with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And different places and different times. Different things open up. And so last spring, as I was singing, when I lived in California, I was seeing these vortexes in my yard mm-hmm. opening up. And I was like, I was singing to those, to these openings. I just thought, okay, well, that's what I'm doing. Then I moved to North Carolina. I live outside of Asheville, North Carolina now. And the ground under, it's like I started seeing these crystalline grids and then dragons. And then the dragons were asking me to, I mean, it was just like I was singing with these lines with the dragons. It was like they were showing me these lines to sing in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met a woman in a market in Oaxaca who does readings of your spirit guides. And I thought, you know, I'm in good shape with my spirit guides. They're guiding me, obviously. I thought, let's just do a trade and see what I can find out. And so I asked about the singing. And she said, well, you have this team from Lyra who want you to invite them in to work with you. You've been okay. working with them all over the place for all, you know, time immemorial, and they're wanting to get back to work with you. And they want you to go to these different places on the planet to strengthen this connection and this knowing. And the first was Ireland, and the second was Crete, and the next one's Bali. So I'm actually headed to Bali in 2 weeks. And when I was in Ireland, I had this experience of being on this mountain singing in the Dingle Peninsula. And it was like I saw all these lines opening up to all these places I'd sung before. It was like, you know. And then I got to Crete, and these vortexes opened in that. It was like these, I don't know how to describe it. It was like the heavens, it's not like the heavens opened up, but these orbs of light started coming down. Mm-hmm. And different things happened. There were 5 different places where I sang and these orbs of light came down. And it was always very guided. Like, okay, now you're going here. And it's like, well, it's a no trespassing sign. No, just if you don't, doesn't apply, go, you know. go to the end of that pier and sing there. And so I just am going to these places, and then this opening happens and these orbs of light come down and I see them doing different things. In one place, it was like dissolving this membrane between the dragons and these rivers of gold surrounding the earth. And in another place, it came down into the olive trees. It was like they came in and they entered the olive trees, and then they went into the ground. And it was like the trees just were bubbling with this aliveness. And I did a little meditation, and they said, well, we are connected. We are bringing this golden light from the heart of the heavens and this golden rivers of gold that surround the heart of the earth. And we bring that forward in this gold of our all love oil. Which I love that, the all love trees and the all love oil. And I have a whole different relationship with all love oil.
So no wonder I like them so much.
Yes, exactly. So and then there was a cave where I sang, and I mean, there was a whole other thing that happened, and I feel kind of funny because I said this all in my interview with Sammy, so I kind of hate to repeat myself, but maybe I just will anyway.
Don't worry about that. There are new things in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So before I went, I did a regression, like a guided meditation regression into a lifetime, because I could understand why Ireland, because Mackenzie, there's like this lineage thing that Ireland made sense. But Crete, I couldn't get it. I was like, why am I going to Crete? And so I did this regression to a lifetime in Crete, where I saw myself as a young man standing at the edge of a cliff with this feeling of this intense longing. Mm-hmm. And then the dolphins came, and I felt myself filled with this joy, this like ecstatic joy. And I was able to bring that back to the village. And I felt myself as an emissary between the dolphin world and the human world. And at the end of that lifetime, she said, now go to the end of the lifetime and what happens? And I saw my soul going back with the dolphins. And as my soul was going back to the dolphins, I saw all these orbs of light coming down. They're like galactic orbs coming mm-hmm. down into the dolphins.
And that makes sense to me.
It's like a frequency of love that's coming from, I don't know, from Sirius, from the Pleiades, from these other places where we are connected with life, but it's different dimensional, or I don't know. So back then, here I am in fast forward a long way to September in Crete, and I go to this cave. I just kept having this feeling like I should go visit a cave. And I was doing this really random way of finding where I was going to stay. And so I had found this place to stay. And I look on the map and there's a cave like 15, 20 minutes away. Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's the cave I'm going to. And I started reading about the cave, and this, for 5,000 years, it's been a place of worship. The Minoans used it as a place of worship. And I thought, oh, wow, this is just going to be great. And then I read, and then this whole village of people in the late 1800s were massacred in the cave by this invading army that mm-hmm. built a fire and smoked them out because they had sealed the cave. Oh, and goodness. So they destroyed an entire village. And mm-hmm. Then I thought, oh man, that doesn't sound like the place I actually want to go, you know. And the voice in my head was like, oh no, that's where you're going. So and then along the way, I'm a beekeeper, and so I see this the bee museum, and I'm thinking, oh, I have to stop at the bee museum, right? So I stop at the bee museum and see the whole like origins of beekeeping, thousands of years, and the goddess is the bee. And oh, it was just, you know, it was the size of my living room, but it had so much juicy information. And then right after that was the Olive Museum.
Oh, no way. You can't make it up, right?
I know. And then I get to the cave, and you know, I park, and there's this whole cliff. It's like this giant cliff, and all these cars parked against the cliff. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I park my car and I go back into the back of my, like, I'm going to go into the back of my car to see, to get my bowl. And I thought, you know, don't bring your bowl. This is too touristic, and you should just find a time when you can come here, because there's all these people here. And there was nothing behind my car, or at least I didn't notice anything behind my car. Anyway, so then I go to the cave, I pay my money and I go in the cave, and there's all these people walking around, and I just act like a tourist and take pictures, and you know, and then I see this spot to sit down. And so I go and I sit, and this cave is massive. It's like you could fit a forest in this cave. It's so huge. And these stalactites and stalagmites, and it was amazing. And so I sat down and just felt into the cave, and then, and I could just feel like this, like there's some, like gook, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing this breathing practice that I really like, which is like you inhale for 5 from the heart of the earth, you exhale out through your being for 30. So it's like expanding out anything that is, it's almost like a clearing kind of breathing. And then inhale for 5 from the heart of the universe, exhale for 30 out, and also back down to the heart of the earth. So you're going back, you're just going back and forth. So I did that for 15 or 20 minutes, and people are walking around the cave, and then I didn't hear any more footsteps. And I was like, okay, now I can sing. And it just was like, now sing. So I started singing this, you know, like, ooh. I just sing, it's like singing these, And as I'm singing these high notes, it's like it's this place for the, it's like opening a channel, and these orbs of light started coming down and coming in. And it's like they were cleaning the walls of the cave. It's like they were cleaning off the stalactites and the stalagmites. And I just kept singing. And then I was like, oh, sounds like somebody's coming in. And I stopped. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll come back. So I go out of the cave, and I'm thinking, so I thought, well, I ask, like, when is the least number of people in the cave? And they said, well, usually right around now, but this whole group was coming in. And so I thought, well, I guess I did what I did, and maybe I can come back tomorrow. I don't know. And I go to my car, and directly behind my car is, I'm going to put it up here. This is probably tacky, but I'm going to just do it anyway.
Good.
Yeah. I'm going to be tacky here. Here, this was what was behind, whoops. It was a stuffed dolphin.
Wow.
Directly behind my car.
Oh my goodness. I mean,
like, you can't make this stuff up.
Right.
So I thought, well, all right. I think that's a sign that I did what I was supposed to do. Yeah. And here, as I sing here in my home, now I can hold my attention to that cave. And it's like, It's almost like a back door to the Middle East. And I'm singing in this light, love, and just sending it to where it will be most helpful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. So lately, now that I'm home, I've been working with a geologist, and we've been, he does a lot of dowsing of ley lines, and he's been doing also practicing Qigong for 40 years. And I do Qigong. I teach Qigong and plant sensing, actually. And so we've been going out and going to these, like, opening portals and clearing. Well, we've been clearing mountains, like the big mountains around Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, opening up these Michael and Mary lines and bringing in, it's like, and we sing together. He's been singing with me.
Oh, he sings too.
Yeah. Beautiful. So we've been creating, well, he sings dragons. So it's just fascinating.
I love it. I need to know him too.
Yeah. Right. He's a character. No, but not that I'm not. We are all.
So, lovely.
Yeah, Peter Steckel. So, so we've been clearing the Asheville Mall, Asheville High School. Like, it's kind of, I feel like it's my community service work to just bring coherence to these lines so that the frequency can be supported and uplifting.
Yes.
So I guess that's a lot of rambling.
I love that. Can we hear a little bit more of your singing? I know I would love to.
Oh yeah. So as long as it comes out. So I'll do a little.
It does. It sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. To the
you. No. Prabhu.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today. Shanti. Shanti.
I love it that I get to feel other people singing.
Okay, your turn.
Would you like some? Yeah. Yeah. Let's have you feel it once too.
Yeah, please.
So I'm just, I don't start out with a bowl, but I do sing whatever comes to my head. So
yeah, beautiful.
He knows. Majesty. With we know adore Che Dominus, Che Dominus. I love it.
Yeah, it felt very hard, expansive, and there's also, I mean, there's definitely, I had this feeling the minute you started, like there's also galactic energies you're working with. I think we are, you know, I just think that that's,
oh, yeah,
that this is one of the ways that is becoming more present on the planet.
Right.
I wonder, a question arises for me, and that is, do you hold any particular intention, or do you work with intention, or more just receptivity? You know,
I think it depends on the case. So that was just whatever I received. You know, yeah. If I'm specifically the way I started out was I was doing massage to begin with, and then I learned Reiki, and then I realized I wasn't using all my gifts and talents for a healing, and I wanted to. So I started singing one note at a time, which is what I could find that somebody had written down somewhere, you know? So I started with that. And then I was learning Celt or Gaelic at the same time and how to sing that. And
beautiful.
I started doing that while I asked the person coaching me on Gaelic if I could do the singing while I was working doing massage on him. And he said, of course. And his muscles just melted underneath my fingers, and I got really excited, and I thought, oh my god, this is so great. And then I started doing it with other things, you know. So
because I think, I mean, I started, well, at the time that I studied with Jill Peirce, I was also in massage school. And so I started singing into people's bodies. Like I would see there would be like a knot that I couldn't get at. And I would just like cut my hands around it and just sing into it. And it would just dissolve. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like so transformative. It's really kind of incredible, you know?
It is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is kind of similarly, it was bringing that, because the healing thing is, you know, it's what we were. I was having this thought today. I was like, you know, I have this thing in my lower back, and I was like, God, why I keep going to people to help me? I should just be able to do this myself. And then I realized part of the reason that it's going on is about receiving help. It's like that's part of the message of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
receiving touch. We need touch too, you know?
Yeah. And we need to, and we're here to work together and help each other.
Yes. You know? Absolutely.
It's like what Ramdas says, we're all just walking each other home.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And so that opening to receiving is a really important part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So by receiving each other and being received by each other, we're actually empowered to be the healers. We're empowered to hold our part in the collaboration of the healing.
Yes.
Because healing is a collaboration.
Right.
And there's a depth of vulnerability in that place where we are asking for healing? And can we receive in that depth of vulnerability? That's, I feel, kind of a project in a way.
Right.
That's interesting. I mean, this is just coming to me, so I might as well say it.
Absolutely. That's what we do here. Yes.
Learning.
Well, I find it fascinating that we were both sent and it was clarified for me that I needed to go to Ireland in a life between life hypnosis session. So I went through the past life and then went into the world between lives. And that's when my guides told me that I needed to go to Ireland and I needed to make that happen. Right. So I find it really interesting that we were even called to the same area. I mean, I wasn't in Dingle, but I did take the trip out to Skellig Michael Island to open up that port key. And so I think it's amazing that we both went to the same area. And that's why I got so excited, or part of the reason why I got so excited about this, you know, but.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And where were you mostly in Ireland?
I went to, landed in Dublin, and then I went straight to Galway because I couldn't find Irish people in Dublin. Not that they aren't there. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of cultures in downtown Dublin.
Truly. Yeah.
So I went to, took the train to Galway, and then went to the Cliffs of Moher and then connected with a gal that lived in Killarney, and then took a trip. That's when I went from her house to Skellig Michael Island and then back to Killarney, did some singing around there, took a trip up on top of that, the mountain just south of Killarney, and had just amazing experiences. And then went to Cork and back up to Dublin. I went to a little fisherman's town. I think it's called Carrigsevine, but I might be getting that mixed up right now. But anyway, it was
just such kind of went where you were drawn.
What's that?
You just went where you were.
Yes, absolutely. I had my pendulum when I decided that Dublin was really overwhelming for me. I had my pendulum out and my map, and it showed me to go to Galway. So that's where I went.
Kind of how it works. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then I spent some time over in Scotland too. And I went out to the Isles of Lewis and Harris and had some amazing experiences at the Stones of Callanish, and then back to Dublin after that. So,
yeah. The stones are amazing. I mean, I don't know about those stones, but I like going. There was one circle of standing stones that I went to, and it was so powerful. Like the energy of the stones. You know, the land and how different the gifts of different lands is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How different these gifts are in different places. Yeah, it's, and I feel like I have a lot of capacity to work at a distance with places and things.
Right.
But at the same time, there's something about actually going there that, it's almost like it puts the place in the library of my cells so that I can work alchemically in with those places in whatever way I'm being asked to. Yeah. It's such a fly by the seat of your pants and trust kind of a thing.
It is.
And it always kind of amazes me how I'm provided for. like how things work out, how I'm provided for. It's like, okay, I'm just supposed to be doing this. The universe is asking me to do this. And then the universe is saying, yeah, and here's how you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right.
So yeah, it's kind of, it kind of blows my mind, and it really enforces the capacity and importance of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how to trust, how to deeply trust. And if I let myself just keep trusting in what I'm being guided to do and keep trusting that I'm taken care of. And I've been training at it for a long time. I used to play my violin on the streets, and that is such an act of trust. Like,
it really is. I admire you to be able to do that, because I have never, I have yet to do busking. I have been told that I should, and I know that I should get over that fear, but man.
Well, don't should about it. That's the problem. It could be an opportunity. You could, if you can be on a, on, you can have awareness of the possible opportunity.
Yes.
And if it arises, great. And if it doesn't, well then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When if I get to do it, I love to do it in Boston and Asheville.
It's funny. I've never done it in Asheville, even though I live here.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah. I play in a band, and we play all over the place. So
Yeah.
I play in a band called the Dirty French Broads. And
they are fabulous. You are fabulous. I loved it. Yeah.
Oh, you heard us. Oh, cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I looked it up as soon as you said that. I was like, oh, gotta know, you know? So yeah. I found you on Spotify, and I have you on my lists now.
Oh, so. Thanks. Great. That's how those algorithms work. You gotta get people to put you on playlists. I just learned that. Such a different world. But you know, the street performing is such a, like, I got to San Francisco with, I think it was $10 in my pocket and 6 dancing mice. And they were like these little rubber mice that had a little wheel inside. So they're always trying to roll themselves up, so they looked like they're made out of styrofoam foam rubber. And they looked alive, you know? So I would tie one to the end of my violin bow, and I would play on the street corners.
Oh my God.
And and I would meet so many amazing people and just go on these adventures. Like somebody would say like, oh, let's see if we can go get a job on a boat, you know? So we go and like, I don't know. It was like, I would just follow whatever the thing was and trust. And I feel like that thing of trust has been, a continual lesson and opportunity. Like, the more I trust, the more opportunities arise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, some of my trust got knocked back a little bit with 2020. Mm-hmm. Some of my trust for people and my trust for, not that, I mean, I know I'm always taken care of. I know in the back of my mind somewhere, I know I am anyway. And then, I bought a car, an expensive car. So now I feel like I need to make money all the time instead of just bebopping around the universe. I need to go back to bebopping around the universe, I think.
You know,
freedom is amazing.
You were inspired to get the car, and there's probably some way it's going to help you bebop around the universe, you know?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So it goes back to that thing of just trust, you know, just like, and finding the joy in where we're making our living.
Right. And that's been it lately, I think. I think that I thought, that I forgot, I guess, that I could have joy in staying in one place because I was bouncing around for so long, you know, and I can, and it's really cool and it's really fun now for me. So Not that I don't travel now. I'm always in a different spot, but
yeah. Well, and how much traveling you can do just from here to the backyard. I mean, you know, and by meditating, hello. Wow. Yes. Meditation, breathing. Like I've been doing kind of like Wim Hof breathing.
Okay.
And that holds your breath for a minute and a half or 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes. It's like practicing dying, but mm-hmm. I feel like the places I go with that mm-hmm. are amazing. Like just like that, the lesson in letting go that is. Right. And I get into these things and I just have to do them every day. So now that's on my practices of every day, that and the singing with my bowl and the, you know.
Uh-huh.
Be on music and dancing around first thing in the morning. And
that's the way to start the day. Yes.
Now I'm ready to get started. I don't take any clients before 10. Probably not before 11. Better. I feel grateful that I can do that.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a music teacher for 30 years. And that was, being in schools, poof,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole other thing, but the joy of sharing music with kids and their collaborations and creativity, it's just like inspiring. So, yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
It was, I loved the kids. I loved the work until I couldn't really deal with the system of the schools anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, okay, now I'm going to make my living doing energy medicine. And I was doing it. I was like cutting it down. Like, okay, now I'm only teaching 3 days a week. Now I'm only teaching 2 days a week. And then it was like no more days a week.
Right.
And then COVID hit. Yep. It was like, that August, right before the February of COVID, uh-huh. was when I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I just quit teaching.
Uh-huh.
I was grateful for that guidance. Because, man, glad I didn't have to try to teach music over Zoom.
Oof. Right. Yeah, that would have been, I mean, we both know energy and we both know that our vibrations go wherever we intend them to go. And at the same time, it's, I don't know if we'd get the feedback that we need from the kids to have that, you know, that give and take.
Yeah. Well,
so that would be tough.
The issue is that sound doesn't work over, like you can't sing together. Right. Only one at a time with Zoom. And I don't know. Anyway, I have a lot of friends who did it and who still do it. And I'm grateful to them for taking on that. Cause that's
right.
Cause I'm just too big a wimp, I guess.
Very admirable. I love that. Yes. Well, I know we're coming to a close. My partner here, I have my dog with me. Come on. Can you get up here? Always he wants in my lap until I want to show him off. And I don't think anybody on the show has seen my dog yet. So come here. Come on, Jax. This is Jax.
He's very...
I might be able to turn my light up a little bit.
Yeah, so you have to turn your light. Oh, and he loves you. Oh my gosh.
Let's see if I can figure out how to work this better. There he is. Can you look up here? There.
Hi. Can you see? What a cutie. He's like a poodle-y kind of.
He is poodle. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I got him about a month ago. And he's been hanging around the shows. So I know you guys maybe knew about him, everybody that's watching the show, but he is now my partner in all the things. So he gives good energy when I'm doing, even when I'm doing sermons and such like that. So I like to take him with me, and he takes care of people while I'm talking, I guess. The first service I got to take him to was the New Year's or the Christmas Eve service, the candlelight service, and he sat with this my friend's mom, and she's in her 90s, and her face just lit up. So I knew he was doing his job. So yes. I wanted to introduce him. I want to thank you too for coming on the show. And I really appreciate being able to get to know you a little bit and to connect and to share what you have got to offer. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your business too?
Sure. Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, because what a delight.
Absolutely.
What a delight to get to visit with you and have this conversation.
Thank you. I'm glad. Yes, I'm ecstatic. There's other people doing the healing work. Yay.
I know, other crazy singers in the world.
Right.
So my business is I teach Qigong and plant sensing. I teach workshops, and I teach every Sunday over Zoom and out of my house in person in Weaverville. So I have people in California and all over the place that come to my Qigong and plant sensing class. And we do not very traditional Qigong practices, but we talk about the way energy moves, and then we let our bodies move in those. We let our bodies be organically creating the Qigong.
Beautiful.
Co-creating with the energy. And then, yeah. And then we move. And as we do this, we're moving into a more and more expanded field. And then from that expanded field, we go and talk to plants. And then we come back and we share. And I give instructions and stuff, but we come back and it's like this council of elders, the words that come from the plants. And I have a blog on my website. And in the blog, I have a bunch of the poetry from the plants, because the plants talk to me in poetry. So I do that. I do energy, Desda Zuckerman's Sacred Anatomy energy work, but it's kind of evolved into something. I work with her anatomy, but I approach it. I just listen to the energy structure and let the energy structure inform me about the way it wants, how I can assist the person as we collaborate in releasing whatever it is, karmic wounds, ancestral wounds, life patterns, ways of being, just ways of getting unstuck. So that's the work that I do. Those are the main works I do, and playing music and then I just do all this community service work, just doing land clearing, land healing. I've been doing it on a bigger level. I've done it also for like houses, like I do house clearing and land clearing in that way too. And what else? And I do sound healing journeys. So where actually my housemate is also a musician. He plays didgeridoo and handpans, and we do collaborative sound journeys where people come and lie on the floor, and we go through create all these environments with sound and with instruments, and use violin and handpan and singing bowls and didgeridoo, and put singing bowls on people's bellies. And anyway, so we do that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's most of what I do. I
that is beautiful. We should trade.
I know we could.
I think that would be wonderful. Yeah. And I need to put your class information into my phone so that I remember it's going on and I make it to the class. That would be really good.
Yeah. Well, just next week, this coming Sunday is my last week, because I'm leaving for Bali and Vietnam for 6 weeks.
Okay.
So March is when I start up again, March 7th or something like that. Yeah, so I'm on a little break. This week I'll do a class, and you're welcome to join us. Okay. And then after that, so it's noon in North Carolina. So I think there's a woman in Boise, Idaho who comes. So maybe you're the same time zone as her.
Yes. No?
Yeah. So 2 hours, so 10, it'll be.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Got it in my calendar.
All right. I'll send you the link.
Sounds good.
What a delight to meet you and to hear your voice and to get to have a chat like this.
And
I hope all of the people who are watching love you. Just for what you're doing.
Thank you. I think that we put out some good vibes.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, that's always my goal, is to help people move into better vibrations all the time.
Yes.
So, I really appreciate everybody who is watching, and we'll catch the show later. And thank you for all your contributions to the show, whether it be energetically or monetarily. Love, love, love that. And thank you, Jeannie, for blessing us with your presence and for singing for us, because I love it. And I will see you all next week, same time, same place, barring anything silly happening like me hitting a deer. Keep all the deer, let's send energy, keep all the deer out of my way.
Really.
And Jeannie, if you could stay on for a little bit after the show, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank great. You all. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.